And now this is a dictation for Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Cochran, C-O-T-H-R-A-N, December 436, addressed as a letter to Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, N-P, 583-1914. Dear Sally, follow up for Mrs. Cochran, advanced renal failure, hypertension, last visit November. Has been twice in the hospital, one emergency room for uncontrolled hypertension. Soon after, another visit, admitted to the hospital, workup negative, weight appetite is stable, she has celiac disease for what she has to follow a very careful diet. She has off and on a rash on lower extremities, previously documented dermatitis herpetiformis. She has pain all over, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Presently, no changes in urination, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Does have chronic dyspnea. No pericardial wrap. Excuse me, chronic dyspnea, no palpitations. There has been also a few falls, losing balance, but no loss of consciousness or focal deficits. Does not use a cane or a walker. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Eliquis, Bisoprolol, Amlodipine, a number of supplements. Next paragraph, present weight 178 is stable, blood pressure 128/68 by nurse, bilateral JVD, lungs were clear, no pericardial wrap, no ascites, tenderness, masses, no gross edema or focal deficit. She's hard of hearing, but normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.85, which is baseline, GFR 26 stage 4, potassium elevated 5.2 with metabolic acidosis 20, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, clinically stable. No indication for dialysis. Next number, blood pressure, well controlled. Next number, elevated potassium metabolic acidosis, continue to monitor. Next number, no need for phosphorus binders. Next number, normal nutrition, calcium. Next number, celiac disease on treatment, associated skin rash, clinically stable. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, rate control. Next paragraph. There is a recent stress testing in March being negative, an echocardiogram in January as preserved ejection fraction, otherwise minor abnormalities, a recent CT scan chest, abdomen, and pelvis, vascular calcifications, no kidney stone or obstruction, at this moment, there is no need to change blood pressure medicines. The degree of edema is minor when I saw her today. If the situation changes, we can always decrease or stop and add a potential diuretics. Presently, I'm comfortable where we are. End of dictation.